I think it's good, first of all, to be recognised for the work that's been carried out within Strathclyde, but our overall approach to gang activity is quite sophisticated. We've been looking at gang issues for 3 years now, and it's been a sustained effort. We recognised early on that we're not going to jail our way out of this problem, that we need to look at what we can do with our partners, with the local authority, with the Procurator Fiscal, and also with the National Violence Reduction Unit, who produced a kind of 10-year strategy. And enforcement is a key part of that, and that's the part that we bring to that, but again, it's not the only part. You know, we enforce the law, and then we divert individuals and look at other interventions that can be carried out, so they don't get back into this cycle of violence. One of the phrases that we used early on is that we felt that the cops were playing a wee bit of gang tig. You know, they were arresting people one day, they were out in the street the next day, in the next day, out the next day. And that's no use, and it's no sustainable. What we would try to look at is, how can we stop this behaviour? And we think we've been pretty successful in doing so thus far. It's about getting the police there at the right time to deal with the right people and to take the right action.
So it's a formula that's proved very successful here. Do you think it's something that other forces can maybe just look at to perhaps take some inspiration from and some guidance from?
Well, we believe that it's been successful. Over the past year, we've seen youth disorder calls reduced by 32%. And in the Strathclyde terms, that's almost 30,000 calls to the police. So it's a huge amount that was the calls that we had previously to deal with. Now, part of our job is to reduce that. And whenever that gets reduced, there's savings to be made in police hours, and obviously it allows police officers to do what they should be doing, and that's protecting the public and making the public safe. Now, we've had a couple of forces from down south to come up to look at how we go about our business, and they've taken away a few ideas. One of the key things we like to do is not sit on our laurels. We're always looking for new ways to carry out our activities. So we've carried out operations in relation to social networking sites over the past couple of years. That's something that we're more au fait with here than perhaps our counterparts in England and Wales.